Okay, we'll start the work session on case number PU-17-51, New Star Pipeline Operating Partnership. This relates to a pipeline and tank system that was previously approved, but the tank system did not get... I didn't start that over.
What, did you have your mic muted?
I had it off.
Yeah.
It's still off.
There you go.
Okay, starting over, we'll start this work session on case number PU-17-51, New Star Pipeline Operating Partnership, LP. It is April 6, 2017, 1:40. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me is Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Brian Kalk. Jerry... Brian Crashes.
Just... old habits.
Autopilot.
Why? Somehow I knew you were going to say that. I don't even know why. I just was like, I was not surprised.
You've done incredibly well. That's the first time, and we're into almost the end of 3 weeks. So.
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem.
Jerry Lean, our engineer, and Steve Call at the controls. This is regarding a previous case where we approved a pipeline and tank associated tanks, and the tank part of it never got local zoning approval or something on that order from either the township or the county over there. And so what is new here is to site the tanks in a different location. Commissioner, I don't have any opening comments. This is Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio. Before I turn it over to you, Commissioner Crashes, do you have any?
No opening comments.
Okay, I'll turn it over to you, Julie.
Okay, thank you, Randy. So this falls into one of the categories that the legislature changed on siting a few sessions ago, where you can allow companies to add facilities to existing projects without going through the full siting process again, and then if it goes in this case, it goes outside the approved corridor, but it must not, and this is one thing that Jerry, you'll have to confirm, it must stay within the variance that the legislature provided for how far outside the corridor it can go without requiring or triggering a new hearing. But they believe that it falls into that criteria, so I think for now we'll take them at their word. And then, so there's certain things that have to be certified too, and we have to confirm, and those criteria are listed out in the application. So basically, they're just looking for our approval, right, Jerry, that they can proceed with construction on this, that they've met all the requirements.
Yeah.
Before Jerry gets into that, let me just add one thing. We had an order on February 16th
notice of opportunity
for hearing on this, and the deadline for comments was March 22nd, and we did not receive any comments, and in that notice it clarified that if there are no requests, or we could decide this case without a further hearing.
Yeah, very good point.
At the beginning, but
yeah, that's a good point.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. I thought that they were going outside of the corridor.
They are.
And they wanted us to adjust the corridor in that area.
Right. They are going outside the corridor, but there's a certain distance outside the corridor that they're allowed to go and have this kind of shortened hearing process. What did we call that? The footprint or reprint? I think it's called the reprint law from a few years back.
Yeah. I was thinking they were outside of that distance.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm trying to pull it up right now.
I'll have to look at that again. And
I actually didn't remember that as the issue here either. It is other than just the just seeking a new approval, I thought.
I We did a notice of opportunity with the idea that we would change the corridor and route to include the area where the tanks are going to be.
Okay, so you don't think this falls into the footprint reprint business where it was like there was those four different pots, those four different categories of variations that if they go outside the corridor but don't avoid any, don't impact the exclusion areas, and
you know, I'll have to look at it and make sure, but that was what I was thinking before. It didn't even occur to me that they were covered by that.
I'm looking at their letter, and I don't see that they're asking for that.
No.
It says the proposed site are crossed by but extend beyond the project's designated route and corridor, and they don't, in this letter, they don't, didn't go on to state anything that it's within a certain distance or
right.
Merits special consideration for that.
I'm seeing it now. Before or during construction, a utility may adjust the route of a gas or liquid transmission line outside the designated corridor if, before conducting any construction activities associated with adjustment, the utility files documentation that the construction will not affect any exclusion or avoidance areas. The route outside the corridor is no longer than 1.5 miles. The utility will comply with the commission's orders, laws, and rules, and each property owner on which the adjustment is to be located does not oppose. So maybe this isn't in that category. Pat, have you followed this at all? Maybe I'm asking this in here.
I did look at this application when it came in.
Uh-huh.
And for the reprint, what we call the reprint law is, you just read it, it's before or during construction.
Mm-hmm.
And this portion of the project is after they've already constructed.
Oh, they constructed the pipeline, and so,
it doesn't fit in the reprint law.
Okay.
And it doesn't fit under the footprint law. You can upgrade or improve your facility within the designated corridor. Mm-hmm. And this one was outside the designated corridor, so it doesn't fall in the footprint law either. And so we did this notice of opportunity to approve or amend a certificate and route.
So we've basically taken the traditional route, kind of only the notice of an opportunity rather than a full hearing.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'm going to do some here, and it's the work sessions are not for taking testimony, but for us to discuss things. But we have in the past sometimes asked someone who was present when we just needed a piece of information. And Molly Smith, the attorney in this case, is listening and is working on getting patched in. And I just gave authorization
good.
To get her patched in.
She'll straighten me out.
Answer this question. Because I kind of addressed what their intent based on what I was reading here. And so
right. Yeah. Good. She'll probably reinforce what you just said, Pat.
Although I'm kind of comfortable with Pat's explanation.
I'll be placed into the conference.
Molly, are you on?
I am on.
Molly, are you on?
I am on. Thank you.
I am on.
Oh, no. We've got the echo back.
Sorry. I just shut you guys off on the computer. It should be better now.
Oh, it's her end.
Let's try this again, Molly. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine, and only once this time, so that's better than previously.
Great.
So we were discussing footprint law, reprint law, a new order of approval because this is outside the boundary, and I kind of got into my understanding of the company's request here, And so while we're not opening this up as a hearing to take more testimony, you're welcome to kind of clarify your knowledge on that.
I heard Pat's explanation, and that's exactly what I was going to provide. So I think he clarified where we were at. We had talked to Pat before we filed to make sure that we handled this in the appropriate manner and went through the notice of notice of opportunity for hearing process because it doesn't fall nicely within the existing options that we have.
And just for the record, Molly, would you identify yourself and your why you're involved with this case?
Certainly. I'm Molly Smith. I'm with Fredrickson and Byron, and we're outside counsel for New Star. We assisted both with the permitting for the Laurel Interconnect Pipeline and then this addition for the Mapleton Terminal.
Okay, thank you for that.
Sure.
Okay, so I think with that in mind, thank you, Molly. It strikes me as we could go, there's a few options. We could go ahead and talk through this and proceed with an order, or we could have an informal hearing if we wanted to ask the company some questions about this. And I want to be efficient and get this thing moving as quickly as possible. Especially because I noted that the township has provided their zoning and conditional use permit, but I do have just a couple questions for the company. Well, I'll ask you, Jerry, and that is in terms of the pumps of the at the facility and whether they're enclosed or not, and if there's any concerns about noise, where would be the nearest homes and residences. It looks like there's one fairly close, and I'm just asking this because this has been a problem in a couple other cases where the noise levels were higher than residences were anticipating. So I was just hoping that maybe these pumps, there's some information about A, how noisy the pumps are, and B, if they're enclosed, then it's really not an issue.
I don't remember seeing any noise studies or anything in the application.
Do you have any knowledge, you or Pat, about how, you know, what magnitude of pumps these would be and if there needs to be any concerns about noise?
No, I don't.
Patrick, how about you?
Once the application was here in the form that I thought it would be, then I turned it over to Jerry, so I don't,
okay.
I haven't actually gone into it very deeply.
Okay. Well, Brian, Randy, do you guys have any other concerns, or are you guys have questions about it?
I have a couple questions that I'm pretty sure I know the answer to,
mm-hmm.
but if they were clarified, I would actually be ready for an order, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I can review them quickly.
Sure.
Jerry, on the second page, here it says that New Star will obtain other permits to construct the proposed facility prior to engaging in the work. And we kind of went over this yesterday, so we don't need to include that they get those before. That's just sort of a given that they have to do that. Am I correct?
Yes.
I just want to make clear to them that they do need to get those.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And which page two are you on, Randy? Is that of the letter or of the application?
No, of this application.
Okay.
That's... It says they have the Mapleton Township zoning change approved, but that there's other permits. And then at the top of that page, it gives these dimensions, this 1,486 feet by 913 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jerry, when I look on this map that's Exhibit A, I'm assuming that's the designated corridor, not this whole study, because, right?
I don't see the corridor. What you're
the it says
the yellow, the
yellow hashed.
Okay, I got you.
That must be the 1,400.
That was what I took it for.
Because this other would just be way bigger. Okay.
Well, the blue, though, is labeled adjusted corridor. Mm-hmm. So
that's what they want.
And then the black hashed was the survey area. So the yellow hash is the terminal site, so that's where all the construction's going to be. I took that as. And then the blue, they want us to designate that whole area's corridor because they made some reference to future expansions. I'm assuming they want to have some room for expansions, perhaps.
And I think there was a working area, too, that they had on it.
Yeah, they show three proposed tanks, three future tanks.
Mm-hmm. So,
In their application, they say they assert that there are no exclusion areas impacted, no avoidance areas mm-hmm. impacted, and
yep.
They're looking at beginning construction in June here already. I don't know. I looked at the maps and everything, and remember a lot from the previous case, and. Based on the fact that they have the township approval, if they get their other permits, I don't really feel like I'm needing any more information mm-hmm. on this one.
Ryan, how about you?
Nope, I don't have any other questions on it.
Is it possible for us to just get some information back from the company on the noise? Can we just, express that concern, can they just provide some information back? Because it might be a fairly simple answer.
Yeah. I think
I could look through here too and see if I can find something.
Yeah.
My impression was that the pumps were related to the storage tanks and not necessarily the flow in the line.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not absolutely certain of that.
Right.
If it's related to the storage tanks, then there'll be the pumps won't be as big,
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, wouldn't have a noise issue at all.
Right.
But perhaps Molly knows, if you wanted to ask her.
Do you care? Can we just ask Molly that question right now and get what we need?
Although I think we'll need to have her supply it in writing. But if she just knows the answers, I don't mind, I guess, her just answering it. But I think she should.
We don't have any other parties in the case either, so we're not.
Yeah.
Molly, do you have an answer to that?
Well, I can answer.
Whatever it is, I'd like you to supply in a document, too, so we have more
sure.
than just a recording record.
Okay. I can tell you that the home that is closest to the property, that's the person that they're purchasing the property from. So he's very aware of what's going to be going on the property. So if that, I can't speak to the other issues directly on noise, but I can tell you that that person is the person that owned the property and is selling it to Newstar.
And that looks like there's another home across the road. Are those one family that owns both?
I believe the closest one is actually at the corner of the facility site. Right on the southwest mm-hmm. corner, so that's the closest one. The ones to the south I'm not as familiar with. They're about a mile away.
Okay, well, is it possible for you to just get us something written on the pumps and the noise factors
sure.
that related to them? And that would be the only outstanding question I would have.
Okay, yep, I will do that.
Okay.
Jerry, do you know what's the status of the rest of the pipeline?
I think it's built.
Is everything done, or is it under construction? Or
I have to check. You know, it wasn't my case, so I'll have to go and look and see. But I thought it was done.
I believe it's as well. I believe it's constructed.
Okay, and it's not really so much a factor in this decision, but I'm curious. So. If you can find that out for sure somewhere
sure.
along the line.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have anything else on this one.
Okay. I'm good to go with that information as well.
I have nothing else. Commissioner Chris.
Okay, anything else for staff that you wanted to add?
I don't think so.
Gather that information, and I think probably start preparing an order.
Okay.
Okay, we are closed. Thank you.
Thank you.